Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. I'm so happy that we could gather tonight. I've received so many calls today, being a day where some are absolutely devastated and feel completely panicked, and where others are joyful. So the duality of being in body and being in this dimension is at an all-time high today, and not surprising. And so I'm going to be touching on what happens to the consciousness when the body that we're in is experiencing either highs or lows, and when the consciousness, meaning not just yours, but the connectivity of all that is, feels the consciousness, but feels it in a very disconnected duality, what happens to the consciousness, and so on and so forth. So welcome to Awakening Matters, and this is a show that covers awakening and all the aspects that create the matter that awakens. And so I invite you to allow yourself to receive whatever is meant to be awakening for you in this divine dialogue, and hopefully there'll be some laughter throughout as well. I can say that I myself, as a consciousness and a in the body for 58 years, have experienced more than my share of devastating moments on this earth plane, which caused a duality in those moments, because certainly I was conscious of my higher self and the gratitude I had for the struggle and the awareness that the awakening was for me, just personally for me and my knowing, what the struggle would be offering. But I will say that when we're in it, when we're in the struggle, when we're in the stress, when we're in the panic, when we are in the survival mode, it is depression, a feeling of, well, duality does often represent knowingly or unknowingly a win or lose or fail, if you will. And so many people are feeling very joyful and in alignment with winning, and many people are feeling not only a depression, but a heaviness, and they're questioning everything as they should be. And so with Awakening Matters, I would say that one of the first things to be able to even gleam clarity on any level after one has experienced shock, if you will, shock seizes reason and clarity. And so many of us in our humanity, not just today, but I'm speaking about shock in life in general, find ourselves on the floor in a fetal position, both figuratively and literally. But even in that, I know that, let us not forget that that is the very position where new life begins. And so I am saying that through my trauma, through all the things that I have experienced, and I'm saying it to those who feel hopeless, to those who feel overwhelmed, that the process includes your consciousness as well as your body. So all parts of you, mind, body, and spirit, are experiencing what you're experiencing, whatever direction you're going in. And so what I want to say to those that are feeling overwhelmed and feel like they're in crisis, as well as disconnected, that The first and most important step is to regulate the central nervous system. So you have these messengers, if you will, that run and move throughout your body from head to toe and back and forth, and they're let's see them as messengers, and they are sending messages, we're not okay, panic, depression, etc. And then there'll be moments of adrenaline, of emotion, of expression, and of fleeing, or the desire to flee. There's so many calls I got today with everything I'm describing from people, from one extreme to the other. And so the first and most important, from this avenue anyway, is to invite you to regulate your central nervous system. And that means tell the messengers, take a break. It's time for your lunch break. You're off the clock. You're not getting paid. You need to go chill. Because otherwise, the opportunity for your system to literally move into a place of calm, it's not easily, it's not an easy process for you to even feel calm if you can't, or if you do not focus on, because let's remove the word can't, but if you do not focus on regulating those messengers and kind of even seeing that while you are in the body, you have a consciousness, and that consciousness has the ability to say to the body and the messengers and the panic and the adrenaline, okay, I felt that way. And this is about self-soothing. This is about healing, regulating, renewing. This is not about your external process anymore or world or what's happened in it. It's about your ability to reconnect within and claim that balance for your well-being. And that's what I'm addressing right now at this moment. And so to regulate your nervous central system can be done in many different ways. But I would really invite everyone listening and those who resonate with it to really use your breathing. Because the breathing indicates is the biggest, one of the biggest messengers to the body of panic, survival, versus thriving and calm and renewal. So what we don't realize or recognize in any situation where we are overwhelmed, panicked, even if we're depressed, is that our breathing has changed in our body to reflect that. And therefore, what you need as far as breathing is not happening. And so to consciously, again, moving from the focus of the body to the consciousness, and to your higher self, if you will, and focusing on breathing in breath through the whole body, holding that breath, and then out breath. Some people do a breathe in for 4, hold for 7, release for 8. It's really the numeric issue is not something that matters so much. What matters more is the effect that it has created for you. So to breathe in, hold it as long as you can. Maybe you add a word or a sentence. I am peace. I am balance. I am renewal. Or it can be just one word. Love. You're loving yourself. You can still have whatever reaction you're going to have, but you need to remember, just like a car that needs gas in order to keep going, needs to be fueled, so does your body. So does your body. And so whether you're in a depression, and I am addressing, of course, those who are in a imbalanced state, understandably so, meaning I'm not going to be addressing those that are ecstatic. I'm going to be addressing those that are needing help. So you want to use your breathing first and foremost as a tool literally to move from your attention of what's causing you literally to feel disconnected to breathing and choosing what you want to focus that breath to represent to your body. And then I would invite you to do that anywhere from 3 minutes to 10 minutes. Certainly, if you start getting lightheaded, take a break, stop, return to it. But really, shift your focus throughout so that you do not inform your body unconsciously to move into a whole other arena. So when we emotionally stay in a certain vibrational frequency, every emotion has a vibrational frequency. It has a signature of its own. When we stay at a certain vibration, it can be a low vibration I'm referring to, for too long, it starts to inform the rest of the body, the parts of the body that were still holding a medium vibration or a higher vibration, to actually let go of that and join the lowest vibration. And the breathing literally becomes imbalanced, and then the body is more vulnerable to becoming ill or sick. So I would invite you to regulate your central nervous system by using your breathing. The next thing I would invite you to do is to, if you, again, you might be somebody that is more focused on writing, and so you might feel like writing out everything you feel, get it out of you. Some people I spoke to today just wanted to cry or just wanted to release and scream and yell. And so we supported that and let them do that. And so there are many different ways to release. And so I guess the first would be breathing and the second would be release. How are you going to release what it is that you are feeling, what it is that you are fearful of, what it is, whatever it is that you need to release in order to come back to center or peace or feeling better. And again, the breathing will help, and then you follow it through with releasing. And some people, like I said, will do that with music, with their animals, with, it's about expressing yourself however you need to express yourself, by and doing so will release that which you need to get out of your way, even if it's just for that moment. I'm not saying to anyone in any way, shape, or form, breathe and release and you're free. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying let's be mindful that you have a body, but you have a consciousness as well. And I won't even go into today. Some people believe the consciousness is outside of the body. Some people believe the consciousness is inside of the body. I'm just going to talk about you have consciousness that is a part of you on a soul level, and that can be not only utilized, but a language that can help you. And so whatever it is that you need to release, or how you want to release it rather, do so. And this is about you choosing as many times throughout your day and even your evening to stop and breathe, and then later on to stop and release emotion, words, dance around, whatever it is. But what you're doing when you do that is you're connecting, you're moving out of a limitation, and you're connecting with your unlimitedness. You're connecting with your consciousness, which is connected to all that is, far beyond just humanity. It's connected to the animal kingdom, the earth plane, the electromagnetic fields, the flow of energy, I mean, and so on and so forth. I mean, you're connecting with Mother Ocean and the tide, et cetera. When you connect with your consciousness, you are connecting with that which knows itself and is at peace. And so you are able to experience that. Why am I even addressing something that seems so basic? Because when people are in crisis, when people are experiencing intensity, there is often, I'm not going to say always, a very strong sense of forgetting, of feeling that it's not attainable. Forget it. I can't reach it. I'm not going to do it. I heard that so much today. And so, yes, there is, but you have to take breaks throughout your day, and I'm here to remind you that built in within your cellular structure, built within you, created within you, partnering with you, is the ability to bring yourself back into peace. And why is that important? Because you are here to experience, even in the greatest times of intensity, where you just don't think you can handle it, it is sometimes that intensity that is revealing to you who you are, how you are, that you are, and your ability to transform yourself back into moments of peace. Now, am I saying you need severe, intense, stressful trauma, and if you're feeling that, as an example, in order to access your inner tools? No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that if you are feeling that intensity, the intensity is there to remind you or to teach you, to reveal to you, to communicate with you, and to love you back to yourself so that you don't lose yourself altogether. And I also say this as one human to another because I have, like I said previously, been through way more than I could have ever imagined as far as intensity, trauma, etc. And so I know it's possible. I know it's possible. And so if I am the human that is living and breathing and holding and grounding and anchoring that knowing for myself and for those who I spoke to today and now for anyone who resonates with it now, then that is why I am saying it. And so I invite you to do that. The other thing I'm going to invite you to do is the fact is to remember that, yes, you are human, but you are also made of energy. So if you didn't like the breathing and you don't like the releasing, then let's just skip right to you are energy. What does that mean? It means when, now stick with me, when the Sky Nation is looking down on you, it does not see, oh, there's a human body walking around. Look at the clothes they're wearing and the thoughts they're having. No. The Sky Nation, as an example to you only, is looking at energy in motion. And so you are energy in motion, and you have the capacity to shift by your intention from depression to peace by, and not that you have to, this is just if you want to, but by literally saying to yourself, I am energy, I am pure energy, and I choose to shift from depression, trauma, fear, whatever it is you're experiencing, to an energy. Again, you're addressing the energy. You're not saying my personality, my thoughts. You're addressing the energy. And so you're saying, I choose the energy of peace, or I choose the energy of calm. I choose the energy of well-being, whatever it is, just for that moment. Why am I saying this on another level? Because you have to experience just how powerful you are, and most importantly, when you feel disempowered. You must experience how powerful you are and the access that you have to everything that you believe something or someone has taken from you, that you have direct access you not only call it forth, but that which you desire, the feeling, the power, the energy, the renewal, the healing, the anchoring, lives within you. It is a part of you. It has not left you. But stick with me. If you have a favorite pair of shoes, but you haven't worn them for a while, you're going to forget about them. And, or use that analogy in any form you desire. But if you have not utilized your capacity to call forth from within you and connected to you as a part of you, the universe and your consciousness as one, to say, hey, wait a second. What's happening outside of me is, if you're having this experience, is chaos. And I'm feeling it inside of me. Wait a second. I'm going to call forth a different energy blueprint. Because I am, meaning yourself, connected to, you are connected to, different energy blueprints. It's not just your emotional body that dictates what you are or how you are expressing. It is also your energy body and your connection to the universal consciousness that dwells within you that you can start or continue, or choose differently, to call forth a different energy that you want to feel, interact with, and allow the consciousness of yourselves to absorb. So I'm going to say that one again, and allow the consciousness of yourselves to absorb. What am I talking about? I'm talking about yourselves. Again, going back to the messengers, your cells are like, we're panicked, the messengers, and I'm not telling you that what you're panicked about, you shouldn't be panicked about. I'm not even going there. I'm saying to you that your cells are panicked, and it's sending out all kinds of messages. And so when your cells are panicked, and those messages are there for a while, the body starts to take on, or it can, take on discomfort. I'll just call it that, discomfort, that then can become something else. And so what I say to you is that would be a reason why to take breaks and return to yourself. Return to the part of you. I'm not saying abandon how you feel. I'm saying return to the part of you, taking several breaks throughout the intensity of what you feel to connect with an energy of the continuum of who you are, with the universal consciousness that exists within you, to choose a different experience and feeling. And maybe you're like, you know what, emotionally, mentally, I don't want to feel something else. I'm this, I'm that, and I want to hold on to that. I don't want somebody to change it. I don't even want myself to change it. So be it. I'm talking, though, about your body and you helping your body, and your body's going to need breaks. So my invitation to you is don't abandon anything, but most importantly, don't abandon yourself. Have a belief. Have whatever it is that you're having. And don't abandon yourself in the process. Include as much self-care, self-love, self-worth that you can in the process. Why? Because you will be able to sustain for longer. You will have greater clarity of mind. You will have the ability to express yourself far beyond anything limited. You will move into an expansive expression of self. And you will start to experience receiving information like ideas or thoughts or dream state where you feel inspired and you're like, wow, I felt so out of my comfort level and now I feel inspired. And so then you start a project or whatever you're going to start. So my point is, there's much more to you than to help you, rather. There's much more to you that helps you than just sitting in chaos, which, by the way, depression is chaos capped down. So I will say to you that self-care and self-love of you when you know you're going through intense emotions is pivotal. That's why so many of us, when we are feeling drained and not sustained, when we are feeling so many things that tend to drain us, we desire to feel, to have our blankets around us, our pets around us. We're looking for comfort. And so what I'm saying to you is, call upon the energy of comfort for your body. Let's say your mind is like Mach 10 and you're like, I'm not turning that down. Don't. But for your body, call on the energy of comfort. Call on the energy of comfort. And so that you can move forward in the desired way that you choose and not have to have your physical body take a dive. So that's why I'm saying that, and that's what I'm talking about. And so I say to you, for those of you today that are ecstatic and happy and feel empowered, I invite you to look at your brothers and sisters, whether you have brothers and sisters in your family that disagree with you, or whether you're out in the world and you're running into your brothers and sisters. And yes, I am talking about your spiritual or etheric or universal brothers and sisters. We are connected. That when you do run into them, if you disagree or you're holding different energies, that you allow yourself to have compassion, to be kind. And I want you to think about the worst for those that are off the charts happy. I'm not going to bring you down. I'm not. But I am going to say to you that I would like for you to remember the times in your life where you were so panicked and felt so raw that your skin even hurt, that all you wanted was one person, known or unknown to you, to offer you compassion, to offer you kindness. Now, because you're on a high, you might go, no, I wasn't. No, I didn't. I didn't care, but I can say to you with clarity and assurance, you did. You did. You wanted kindness, compassion, and maybe even more. And so what I'm saying to you is, if you are on a high and you see somebody that's in an extreme low, be remembering that version that you see in them existed in you. And treat them the way you want to be treated. Same thing on the other end. If you are experiencing severe depression or anger or hopelessness or whatever you're feeling, and you see somebody that is beyond the charts happy, oh, it'll be hard to say, let's put it this way. If you can't treat them the way you want to be treated, then just move into a state of non-reactive mode, if possible. And so this is all about self-care and self-healing. But it's most importantly about know thyself. And love yourself. Choose love for yourself. Your world can be falling apart, but if you love yourself, then you have created the stabilizing force that holds your house up. If you do not love yourself and you are seeking to be seen and loved, understood by others, before you will understand yourself, you have just given the foundation of your home to somebody else. And now you are feeling very uncomfortable and maybe even unstable. And so I say to you with so much love and compassion, we want to be seen, understood, and communicated with by others and with others. But if that is not possible, even if it is possible, you must begin that communication with yourself. You must seek that communication with yourself. That means saying, no matter what happens today, as an example to you, let's talk about tomorrow. No matter what happens tomorrow, I am going to love myself first. I am going to see myself first. I'm going to be kind to myself first. And a lot of what I'm saying seems so basic and like, again, when a person is in crisis or another person runs into somebody who's in crisis, a lot of this basic peaceful transition of interaction is forgotten. And so I'm here to remind you that it is not gone from you. It lives and dwells within you. And one of the things I want to talk about is empowerment. So many people today on the other end are feeling so disempowered, so disempowered. Or if you're in an experience in your own personal life, and it's not even now that we're talking about, let's talk about 6 months ago or a year ago, and you're feeling so disempowered. Starting your day loving yourself, starting your day appreciating yourself, thankful for who you are, thankful for knowing yourself all the way through, and choosing self-love, kind thoughts, empowering thoughts, etc., starts to change not only who you are and how you are with yourself, but what other people think of you, why they think it about you, who they are, how they are, where they are in conjunction to you, and especially if it's negative, about you, will not matter at all, will not affect you, you will transition from being affected to absolutely feeling the clarity of who you are instead of the confusion and frustration and depletion of wanting to explain or to be seen a certain way or to, basically to explain. And so you can't explain or have a conversation with people that are not interested in communication. And so what matters most importantly is that you have that communication with yourself first. And if that communication with others is not possible, that you don't abandon yourself, you hold on to yourself even stronger. You hold on to your truth. You hold on to your knowing, and you hold on to what comes from that, and that is inner empowerment. This is a very intense time in the world, and that's why I started off talking about tools that can ground you, anchor you, give you your power back. But all those tools dwell within you. They don't exist outside of you. And let's say something does exist outside of you, a massage and you feel relaxed, or a conversation that validated you, or whatever it is. Unless you feel that about yourself, it's temporary. That feeling, that relaxation that you had is temporary because the energies are conflicting. You had a great relaxing conversation. You were validated by another person, but you still, in your own mental body and energy body, your soul signature in your energy body, doesn't believe fully that you are what the person validated for you. Let's say that's an example. And so if it is, and it aligns with you, then the feeling of that validation, even for a moment, starts to create anxiety within, sometimes anxiety within the person, or frustration because you're expecting someone else to hold clarity for you instead of yourself. Also, you're holding a moment of clarity for yourself, but there's a bigger energetic weight within you, a vibrational frequency weight that's heavier in self-hate, self-loathing, or self-whatever it is. And so then you start to bounce back and forth from one aspect to yourself from another. And so my invitation to you is, know thyself. Be very clear about who you are, and that long before you met any of these people, whether they're known or unknown to you, you were invited here, and there is a place and space for you. And you have permission to be in your body. You have permission to be fabulous, to be extraordinary. You have permission to be different, to know things. And by the way, to know things that dwell inside of you and that are your truth, and not one person that can validate it. In fact, a crowd of people or a group of people try and take it away from you. By the way, if that is happening to you in your life, that's validation that your truth is absolutely being validated and even stronger. So if you're in an experience of friendship or relationship of any kind, and you're being attacked or you're being lied to, and you know you're being lied to over and over and over and over again, and that intuition within you is, and your spirit guides, your spiritual counsel is saying, not okay, you're being lied to, and you just keep connecting. And so, but you know that you're being lied to. And then finally, the person who has been lying to you says, yeah, I've been lying to you. And so that not only creates a healing for between you and your spirit counsel, but it also creates a break, a disconnect from the individuals that were lying about you, because this is why. When you know that you have clarity, and that clarity is true even when you're being lied to, it doesn't go away. It nags at you because it says this person is untrustworthy. This person is lying to themselves. This person is imbalanced, not well, running from themselves, hiding, literally not coping. And so your ability to actually know in the future, if you run into a person or a group of people, etc., that actually get more attention talking about you than they do talking about themselves, and so you become the main character. If you are the main character in your own life, within you, not externally, but within you, I would say it diminishes to maybe a 2% effect, if not that at all. There's such a clarity and an inner empowerment, and most importantly, it can depend person to person, but not to hate that person, but to understand they already hate themselves, or they wouldn't be acting like that. And so to love yourself means you cannot love yourself and hate another, because then you become that other. So within you, to hate another, and I'm talking about not necessarily on a global level, I'm talking more now about you and the people in your life, more on a personal level. So to hate another person is to become them. And so to love yourself is to not take on that hate, actually fill yourself up with more love and gratitude, that thank you that I am not that. I am so grateful that I am not that, and that I choose love within me and that clarity and that light that no person can put out based upon their opinion or group or what have you. And so I say that to you on a personal level because day to day, breath to breath, moment to moment, it is a personal experience and relationship between you and your nervous central system, between you and your truth, between you and your empowerment or whatever you're feeling in the moment. I have been through so much in my life, and so I am here to tell you, I could fill up 4 or 5 shows, and if you guys want me to do that, let me know, just from experience to experience and experience, that I did not think I would make it through, that I was broken, literally broken, and it turned out I was broken open. And so it's true what they say on a personal level, that you look back to some of the people in your past and you say to yourself, thank you. Thank you so much for showing me who you were and who you are. But because of that, I have returned to myself and I am the person that I not only was then, but am now, and even more true to that. And, you know, there is nothing wrong whatsoever. And this is still on the point of those that are in a place of great joy in their life, just do not be hurtful or create pain or create a darkness for those that are struggling. In fact, if you need to, stay away from them, but don't interact with them, if that's what you need to do. But if you do interact with them, the invitation is that you are kind and that you offer another what you wish you had. Or you just stay away and disconnect altogether. Or make it your own, but be kind in either direction. I'm talking now about you out in the world. Be kind or just don't interact. Or do. I mean, I'm not telling you who to be or how to be. It's your free will. You're here to have your experience. Have it. Have your experience. But when it comes to inner world, universal consciousness, which we are all a part of, like it or not, your physical body really does need breaks in between intense moments. And so that's what I'm talking about. It's not only your ability to literally unplug from the outside world and go within. And so that's what I'm addressing, is you have to unplug so that you can plug into yourself and anchor yourself, balance yourself, renew yourself, love yourself the way you want to be loved. And by the way, no one, I hope this is not the case for you, but I do not wish this upon anyone. Unfortunately, I've experienced it, and therefore I do not wish it upon anyone. But the wish and the hope is that you are not isolated or so different that people get off more on focusing on you instead of working on themselves. And so when you get to a certain place within yourself, you will no longer, and I guarantee this to you, when you get to a certain place within you, you will no longer participate in what no longer serves you. Like when you get something about a friend or relationship or experience and you truly embody it because you love yourself and the knowledge and the wisdom is there and you integrate it, you will no longer be open to that level, vibration, frequency, interaction, ever again. And so it's a process, and we're here in that process, we meaning human. We are human, and we are here in that process. And so if you can't sleep at night, focus on calling upon the energy of sleep to embody the energy of sleep. If all of a sudden you don't feel like eating, call upon the energy for fuel. Again, you have access internally to a universal library that's housed within your cellular body. What do I mean? I mean that when you call upon something and you start to experience it, it's because everything in you, all the cells in your cellular library, have access to the file called sleep. So all of a sudden, you're like, wow, I'm sleeping so good, I don't know why. Well, it's because you called upon the energy of sleep, and your body has checked that out of the library, your soul library, and is offering you that. And so it's an experience of, again, from contraction to expansion and to knowing who you are and how you are and what's available to you. Now, as far as worldly events, I'm going to tell you right now, wherever you are in your belief, wherever you reside in your emotional body in regards to what's happening and how you feel about it, you have the capacity within you to choose peace in regards to it. And that is not just an energy, but far beyond you. You can choose peace and send it out into the world. You don't have to know it's not about sending it out and then getting something back, meaning, oh, it affected this many people. It's about, I sent it out, and it's going to keep going until, in fact, there can be a belief system by you, if you desire, says, I'm going to send out what I desire to experience. I'm going to send out my vision of what I want to happen or what I want it to be, etc., and I'm going to let it keep going until it gathers momentum and returns to me. Whatever it is that you desire. And so you're not powerless. You may feel hopeless, but within you is a consciousness of ancestry. If not in this life, so I say this to you meaning, a consciousness of ancestry, your ancestors and everything they went through and every burden and every hardship and experience of awakening, if you will, lives within you. And so you have what it takes. You have what it takes to get through whatever it is that you need to get through. And to feel, so if you don't feel hopeful, you can call upon the energy of hope to fuel you. If you don't feel strength, call upon the energy of strength. And so if you, let's say we end the show tonight and you go, I heard this, I'm going to try it, it didn't work. If it's not working, you must look at, did I first start telling myself I love myself and I allow myself to receive? Because you can call forth whatever you want, and it's going to hit a wall. Bam, it's going to hit a blockage. And that blockage isn't something that hates you or is against you. That blockage is made up by you and all the parts of you that said at one time or another and created that wall, I don't like myself, I don't deserve things, I don't have worth, etc. And so that wall is there. And so for you to begin to say, I love myself, and maybe you don't feel it fully yet, but for you to begin to say, I love myself and I'm open to receiving that which I call forth is part of how you're going to transform that. So if you're like, hey, I'm calling things out of my life and it's not happening, let's clear that which may or may not be in your way, so that you can call upon it and receive it immediately, because that is something that is, again, I will say to you, I'm sharing and never will share anything but what I have lived and know to be true, because if it can be true for me as a human, it can be true for you, and make it your own. The other thing is, I cannot tell you the presence of beings on the earth right now, everything from mothers, fathers, grandparents, anyone passed on, four-legged, two-legged, wherever there is, I'm going to say even more of a presence of etheric beings on the earth plane right now than humans. And so please know that there is support for you. There is support for whatever you desire. You must allow yourself to call upon it. So whatever your wording is, are you metaphysical? Are you spiritual? Are you religious? That, I don't know. That's you. I know you're human. And so connect with yourself. I allow myself to experience love and to receive. And I call upon my angels, guides, loved ones. You can call upon them by name, etc. And I ask for this, whatever that is. But start with yourself and finish with yourself. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you are out there right now and you don't know your worth, I'm going to tell you to look at something that takes your breath away. Usually it's meaning more often than not for clients that I work with, it is something in nature. Whether it's an enormous mountain or a landscape of flowers or the night sky or a sunrise or a sunset, whatever takes your breath away, look at that, focus on it, and allow yourself to say in any way you want, but as an example, and make it your own, the beauty or whatever is taking my breath away, the magnificence, what you'll use your own words, but the enormity of this mountain and its beauty, etc., reflects my worth. I see it and I can feel it because I am not only worthy, but this landscape or this view that I'm seeing knows its worth, and it simply is. And my connection to that which I'm looking at is a message to me that I don't have to be validated by another person to know my worth, because somebody can give it and take it away, but that which surrounds me and takes my breath away, as far as nature, animals, whatever it is for you, the ocean, that I know my worth because I can feel that. And I can feel that because the worth of being is in that magnificent form. Again, whether it's the ocean or a mountain or even a painting of yours. If you can feel it, and especially if it takes your breath away or you find yourself being moved to tears, you are experiencing a part of yourself, and that which you are witnessing is what I'm saying to you. And so allow it in. Allow it in. I send you so much love and so much light, and I want peace for you wherever you are in your walk of life. And not peace where you let go of what you care about, no. But that within it, what you care about, that it starts with you, and then you focus on what you care about, and then throughout the day, you are mindful enough to love yourself through thought and action and worth and knowing, because that which you are focusing on outside of you will be fueled. You are literally feeding the result that you desire when you love yourself internally. You are literally feeding what you desire to become when you love yourself and acknowledge that you matter and your worth is intact. Then your external world responds accordingly. Don't give up. Whatever it is you're focused on, and keep going, because you matter. Much love to you, and bye for just now.
Thank you.